A Milbank man convicted of second-degree murder is getting a new trial. A Third Circuit jury found Michael Swan guilty in September 2017 of stomping his wife to death a year earlier. Swan at that time was 63 years old, and his wife was 77. The trial judge refused to give the jury an instruction that they could also consider a lesser charge of manslaughter. The Supreme Court says the trial judge abused his discretion by doing so. Watertown attorney Scott Bratland represented Michael Swan at his jury trial and for his appeal. At oral arguments before the South Dakota Supreme Court in October, Bratland tells justices that the prosecutor established a factual basis for a lesser charge during his closing arguments. Bratland reads the prosecutor's words from the trial transcript.
The truth of the matter is the defendant and Angelina Swan, they lived a miserable life. They fought and yelled at each other. They drank. That's all they did.
In that closing statement, the prosecutor recounted the constant demands and dependence of the victim on the defendant. Bratland reads again from the transcript.
He gets fed up by it, and instead of helping her the way he should have, he grew angry, and he started beating her up. Goes on to say, and he stomps on her neck, and he ends her life. Maybe he didn't mean to, but he did.
Bratland says the prosecutor's words accurately describe manslaughter. A medical examiner testified that Angelina had suffered an injury known as an internal decapitation. Her head had been dislocated from her spine. In addition, she had several hemorrhages and bruises on her body. Justices asked Scott Bratland how he can now argue for manslaughter when his defense throughout trial was that the victim must have fallen. Bratland replies that state statute requires only that there's evidence on the record to support the lesser charge.
I would again just say, first, it doesn't matter who provides the evidence. The evidence is the evidence. Secondly, it doesn't matter what our defense was.
Justices ruled unanimously that Swan's jury should have been able to consider a charge of first-degree manslaughter, but not second-degree. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.